The first building to get the green go-ahead is the famous Nervi Hall, next to St. Peter's Basilica, where the Pope holds general audiences. 2,400 solar panels have been fixed to its roof. The new system will provide the energy needs of the hall and several surrounding buildings all year round. It'll also allow the 108-acre site of the Vatican City to cut its carbon dioxide emissions by about 225 tonnes a year. The panels are not visible from below, and officials say the famous Vatican City skyline, including St. Peter's, will remain untouched. The Vatican plans to install more renewable energy sources to provide 20% of its needs by 2020, roughly in line with European Union goals. Pope Benedict is a keen environmentalist. The Vatican has hosted a scientific conference to discuss global warming and climate change. Last year, the Pope urged the human race to listen to the voice of the Earth or risk destroying the planet.